Ay, la vida. La vida puede ser a veces ligera, y a veces puede ser dura. A veces estamos enamorados, aficiados, y a veces estamos despechados con mal de amores que nos está llevando quien nos trajo. A veces extrañamos donde vinimos. A veces extrañamos gente que nunca quisimos que se fueran, pero se tuvieron que ir. A veces tenemos que dejar ir a personas que hay que dejar ir. Es cíclica, la vida es cíclica. Cosa bonita, cosa mala, todo viene, van de la mano. Yo en este álbum te dejo estas letras y estas melodías que vienen de mí para ti, que antes eran mías, muy mías, y ahora son de nosotros. Que las escribí sola en mi habitación, en un avión, en un baño. Y hoy las cantas con tus amigos, en la playa, en el carro, en medio del tráfico, en soledad, estudiando, trabajando, llorándole, bailándote, gozándote, soltándole y sanándote. Respira profundo, cierra los ojos y vente conmigo.
Tocaba que en Samaná afuera donde nos confesáramos que nos queríamos y nos sentíamos cada vez más cerca. Y tú insistiendo en que yo te diera una respuesta, y yo
That was from Anna Leah's debut album, Circlica. Circlica and Semana were those songs. I hope I'm saying those correctly. Happy Tuesday, and welcome back to another episode of You Talk on 101.5 FM. Did you know that from 2021 to 2022, over 21,000 newcomers immigrated to Manitoba? That's a lot of people. For newcomers getting into the workforce, sometimes there are barriers, and employers need new approaches to identify, hire, and retain newcomer workers. The Manitoba Immigrant Employment Council was created to help with just that. Let's get into it.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you for having me. Thank you for putting us out there for people to know about the project. So my name is BC Adebayo. I am the Outreach and Partnership Manager for the Manitoba Immigrant Employment Council. And the project is a nonprofit one that equips Manitoba employers with solutions, tools, and resources to recognize newcomer skills and experience, and then build employer capacity to be able to identify, hire, and retain newcomers in the province.
Wow, sounds amazing. Sounds like something really needed within our community. So I guess one of my first questions would be, we're creating this council and everything to help provide resources and information. What are some of the biggest challenges that we're seeing in getting immigrants jobs, or you mentioned retaining jobs? So what are some of the challenges that we're seeing within the industry right now?
Some of the challenges we have seen is that a lot of immigrants coming into the province have wealth of experiences, but the challenges we're having is that employers do not know this, because a lot of them do not have Canadian experience. These are newcomers that have worked from wherever country they're coming from, have wealth of experience in that country, and so they're just migrating to Canada. And so the challenge we're seeing is the Canadian experience, and for some that are coming from countries where they do not speak English. And so we also have that language barrier issue. And another one we are also seeing is ability to transfer skills, that is having the certification or accreditations of their degree or whatever they are coming from back home to have it certified and validated here in the province. And one of the steps we have taken is to engage the World Education Services to provide support in terms of validation of these certifications the newcomers are coming with, so as to give employers some comfort to acknowledge those certifications. So the major challenge we've seen is that work experience, because a lot of them haven't worked, you know, in the new community they found themselves. And so that's a challenge for employers to hiring them and trusting their skills.
Yeah, people do things a little bit differently all over the place. So some of the things that you've done, people might not have done here. And exactly, as you're mentioning, language, if you can't speak the language in your community or understand it, it's gonna make it very difficult to perform certain tasks.
Right. Yeah, but we also have employers that are supporting these newcomers with English at work literacy. You know, we've identified some employers that are hiring these newcomers that cannot speak English. And so they're hiring them, they're providing the support at work to ensure these newcomers settling well at work, providing English literacy at work, mentoring program, ability to have someone translate to them at work and put them up to skill to be able to deliver on their roles. We have employers that are currently doing that for newcomers. And so it's really, really, it's been great getting people that do not speak English jobs in the province. It's been great.
Cuts.
coffee girl without a sound, said that I cannot afford this luxury I've found. And I smiled at the coffee girl, and my eyes looked down, see a pocket full of change that I owe.
Kitchen, just a painting on the wall. A lover in the bedroom, outside the ashes fall. Inside the house is quiet, no symphony of rain. From black scorched earth we tell ourselves new life begins again. The wind whispers in our ears with words that burn and sting. It stifles every soldier's cry, the phoenix will not sing. The news it carries from afar, once heard is not believed. Songs of death and songs of war that man himself can see. So cue the headlights running high, cue the hit in plain sight. Cue the lover across the hall and cue the day that breaks the night. Some said they saw it coming, they said the writing's on the wall. Some asked how it came to be, and some say nothing at all. And those who speak won't listen, and those who listen won't speak. And from the vessels of wrath and fear, we cannot serve the weak. With toxic drops upon the earth, we feed the river fate. Its troubled waters spill the banks and flood both church and state. The martyrs drift so far away, the priest not heard nor seen. His congregation wax now wane, no God would intervene. So cue the headlights running high, cue the hit in plain sight. Cue the lover across the hall and cue the day that breaks the night. The politicians that will not cross safe on the other side. Let them dine on necks and breasts, let us eat their pride. Let them sing their voices shrill of all they have in store. Let us swim and let us stand upon the sacred shore. Let us cast away our sins till walls of hatred fall. Let us repent for all we've done by doing nothing at all. Let us cup our power as living water in our hands. Let us draw the final line across the sacred sand.
That was Space Face with Millions and Memes. Let's get back into our interview with the Manitoba Immigrant Employment Council. It's a council, so who's going to be all a part of this?
Oh, yeah. We're expecting to have, majorly it's an indirect service, and so we're expecting to have, or we already have, employers that are on this council. We have representative from the Manitoba government, we have representative from the federal, that is IRCC, and then we have representative from employers that are currently hiring newcomers, that is putting best practices forward into supporting newcomers to settle them well at work. And so we have these people that have made up the council for the project, and we also have employers who are engaging daily to share best practices, because we have lots of employers in the province that are really supporting these newcomers into ensuring they get them settled well at work.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of all-encompassing, kind of looking at all facets and areas to find the most efficient and best ways for, you know, our communities to thrive.
All-encompassing, they're providing support, they're providing accommodation to newcomers, and, you know, and some even provide transportation to work so they can, like, get to work and then get back home safely to deliver on their jobs, yeah.
How did this kind of idea first come into place? You know, what was that process? What were kind of those early mechanics and ideas and conversations to get this all going?
In 2023, Regional Connections successfully launched the Manitoba Immigrant Employment Council. And this is because other provinces also has this Immigrant Employment Council, where they support employers into identifying, hiring, and retaining newcomers. And so this came into, the project is funded by IRCC, and this came into limelight because our province, Manitoba, currently do not have any immigrant employment council supporting employers. And so this was funded by IRCC for us to be able to engage employers, build employers' capacity, support employers into identifying and hiring newcomers. Yeah, that was it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Thank you.
Is the group still looking for new members or other organizations to come on board to work together to kind of build those best practices?
Oh, yeah, we're still looking for other organizations. That is employers. We're looking at having employers hiring newcomers, looking at having employers that are not hiring newcomers, so they can, like, learn from, you know, those that are currently having that at their workplace to learn what they're doing. And so we've had our first council meeting, we've had meetings with employers, and currently we're going to be having a job fair. You know, so yeah, we're going to be having a job fair where we're going to be having over 30 employers in the province that are going to be coming to the prestigious Victoria Inn Hotel in Winnipeg for us to have a job fair of employers in rural Manitoba. Employers in rural Manitoba have also indicated interest, to show that they have gaps or vacancies they'll need to fill. And so these employers, we have engaged them, they've signed up to come for the job fair, where we're going to be having newcomers, job seekers, you know, people that are in the province looking, that even have a job and looking to change their jobs. So this job fair is going to be big, it's going to be large. We're going to be having all these employers come on board to engage newcomers. And not only that, we're also going to be having the local immigration partners across the cities in the province to come speak to newcomers about the opportunities in rural Manitoba. Of course, some newcomers come into the province and they feel urban Manitoba, that is Winnipeg, is the bigger city, it's better for them to stay there, they're going to get a job, but there are opportunities in rural Manitoba. We're looking at having employers that provide transportation to work, that provide English literacy, like I mentioned earlier, that provide accommodation to some of these newcomers. And so these employers are all going to be on ground at the job fair on the 30th of August this month to engage newcomers that are looking to get a job in rural Manitoba.
This council, when you're bringing people together and discussing some of the best practices and things in order to get, you know, just immigrants and employers kind of collaborating together, you know, what does that process look like? What is the execution of those kind of ideas? Is this kind of just recommendations out to employers to be like, hey, you know, we've seen based on this data, like this becomes more efficient for you. You're seeing more success, things like that, better retention. Will there be kind of like studies or reports that are going to be released? I'm just interested in, you know, what is the process going to be once you've kind of come to a consensus of like, yes, here in the council, we believe these are the practices. Now, how do you get that information out to other employers?
One of the ways we're getting the information out is we're also going to be organizing a networking fair where we're going to be having all these employers, like I mentioned, those that are not hiring newcomers, those that are hiring experienced employers into hiring newcomers, employers that are giving support, and employers that are currently opening to hiring anyone that is new and trying to get a job. And so we're going to be having this networking fair for employers that are currently hiring and have best practices in place to come and speak to employers that have no experience in such event. We also plan to have a semi-annual event where we're also going to be engaging employers as well. The initial networking fair is like a presentation to employers on these best practices, because the engagement we had, some employers were shocked to hear that some employers are hiring those that don't speak English. And they're like, how are they doing it? And
this, yeah, how is this happening? What's going on here?
Exactly. What's going on? How are they doing it? How is the guy going to deliver on the job? And these are the employers we also are going to be having to speak to other potential employers on what they are doing. And so this networking fair is going to be engaging. We're also going to be having like a breakout session for maybe those in the engineering sector, manufacturing sector, hotel and hospitality, and maybe healthcare as well. So we have all those players in those, you know, teams.
Those different fields, yeah.
Different fields, exactly. For them to speak to potential employers. So that semi-annual networking event is going to handle that. The annual networking as well, that we're going to be engaging them, you know, to speak to them on what we're doing. These are best practices. Like if a newcomer comes to work on, you know, the first week, what the person wants to know is where to clock in, where he's going to get lunch, where the bathrooms are, you know. And so some employers do not even need to give them that overload of information on their first week at work. And so these are the things we want to open up the minds of employers to see and to understand how engaging, identifying, and retaining newcomers work. And so, and at the end of this all, we're also going to be having a research activity where we're going to be doing researches across of the province of the employers. What are the challenges? What are the issues? Why are employers not hiring newcomers? And these research activities will be shared with the employers as well, for them to, you know, like see the result of what their activities of the project has been.
Yeah, that'll be really good to get a report of what the different industries and different employers are doing to see like, okay, what is working? What doesn't work? What can we improve in this area or right. this area sort
right.
of thing?
Right.
Every day in the morning, I'd hear the Beach Boys performing on the Kokomo recording. Every day in the morning, and every day on the school bus, wasn't much for us to discuss. And in an act of defiance, I embrace radio silence. But don't you, don't you, touch that dial. Playing oldies, 93. 93 CFBC. Was off the coast like a summer breeze. to the station, or else I may lose my patience and drop this air of complacence if I don't hear the temptations. So dial it back if you dare, or you will be dancing to dead air. And when I'm in PR position, I'll finally end transmission. And don't you, touch that dial, play oldies 93, 93 CFBC. Winds off the coast like a summer breeze. Dialing in, release the spirits.
Things were done, things were said. I give it. The sun was high, about half past noon. Hopped on my bike and hummed that Marty tune. I rode down to the cool, clear water. Down to the cool, clear water. Kicked down my stand and watched the trees still seething, swaying in my memory. Down by the cool, clear water. Down by the cool, clear water. I saw you diving head first, you looked so free. Yeah, you were thriving, headstrong to what you needed. Diving for fair, diving with flair, out of the air to where the rushes grow. Yeah, you were diving to the water below. Another came, and then three more. You brought a whole damn circus to the shore. There on the cool, clear water. There on the cool, clear water. Some cannonballed, one did trapeze. Some pirouetted, twirling on the breeze. Over the cool, clear water. Over the water. I saw you diving head first, you look so free. Yeah, you were thriving, headstrong to what you needed. Diving for fair, diving with flair, out of the air to where the rushes grow. Yeah, you were diving to the water below. Diving birds amidst the dragonflies, the silken black terns with the stormy wings and the twilight eyes. Oh, 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 will they ever return to the carnival, or will they take been 8 years, or maybe more, since I first saw your shadow as you soared over the cool, clear water. Over the cool, clear water. I hear you call, and I reply, hoping that maybe then you'll stay a while down by the cool, clear water. Down with me by the water.
You're mentioning a lot of different ways that employers are working with newcomers and immigrants to improve, you know, that work experience, whether that was transportation, language services within the business. I know, like, you've only had your first meeting, but what are some things that you're seeing that employers can do to help? And then from the other perspective, what are some things that immigrants and newcomers can do when coming into the job to help them find the most success as well?
One of the things we have seen as well is the need for employers to, like, have an open mind, have an inclusive workplace, you know, have an inclusive workplace, a multicultural, friendly and welcoming environment for these newcomers to be able to thrive. Newcomers that haven't had that Canadian experience, that have never worked in maybe such organization, because banking from wherever they're coming from is most definitely going to be different from banking right here. And these are people that have wealth of experience, that are determined, Because one of the criteria of even being able to migrate into Canada is having that work experience. You must have worked before. You must have some level of education. You must have passed your IELTS. So these are even the first steps for the immigrants. These are steps the immigrants have to scale to be able to get into Canada. And so opening up the minds of these employers to see all of this is, you know, an eye-opener for them to know that these newcomers have experiences. And so for the newcomers, we also have a settlement and immigration service organization that helps these newcomers to settle in well. That is in areas of resume writing, in areas of improving their interview skills, in areas of languages to speak during interviews and languages to speak at work, body language. We have all this in place to equip the newcomers into getting a job. So those are the things we have in place. We have that settlement organization that provides that support to newcomers. And we also provide that support to employers to be able to identify and, you know, hire these newcomers.
Well, I'll be very excited to see kind of this initial information and reporting that's going to come out to see, you know, what is working, what's kind of going on, that sort of thing. That's going to be very interesting and a thing to look out for. So for people, you mentioned that you're always looking for more people on board, as well as we're always looking for ways for people to find out more about this council. Where can they go if they'd like to join to participate in this process of improving the workforce and the experiences for employers and newcomers and immigrants, as well as where can people just go to find out more information about this council?
Oh yeah, people can log into www.manitobaiec.ca. The website is currently under construction, but of course we have our mission, we have our vision statement, we have, you know, that initial introduction of the council for them to know what the council is all about, being our aim to build employers' capacity. And so we also have that information sharing by engaging Chamber of Commerce and Industries. You know, we're members of all those, and so they're pushing out that information, and we've already sent out like an introduction to most of the employers in rural Manitoba to introduce the project and enable them understand what the project is all about. And this has attracted a lot of these employers to us to be like, oh wow, so I can hire a newcomer that doesn't speak English, you know, because no one is opening up their mind into having them look the way of newcomer hiring. We have lots of vacancies out there, and employers are like, how am I going to fill up this space, these vacancies, if I do not know what to watch out for? And so opening up, engaging these employers has opened up their mind. And so we're putting it out on our Facebook page, manitobaiec.ca, on our LinkedIn page, manitobaiec. And of course, like I mentioned, our website. And then they can also reach out to us here in Winkler in our office, Manitoba IEC, at the South Railway, 3201 South Railway Avenue, where our office is currently at. And so also by phone, email, or all of that. But the flyers for our job fair is out there. Employers are reaching out to us. They're calling us. They're asking questions. And so we have all of this in place. And, you know, the traction has been good.
Of course. And, you know, getting involved, like on the ground level, like you can really be a voice to help shape what the employment industry looks like in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share with me about this really cool initiative and council. And I'll definitely be reaching out in the future to see how things are going and how things are evolving.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ryan. But most importantly, the job fair is happening on the 30th of August. We want newcomers, job seekers, people looking to change their jobs, so please come to the Victoria Inn and Convention Center at the Wellington Road in Winnipeg to come for it, meet employers in rural Manitoba that are ready to hire, support them, provide settlement service, engage them, help them, you know, settle into the province. Thank you very much.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. make sure you tune in next Tuesday for more content from your community. And make sure to head to u-channel.ca for more from UTalk. I'm Ryan Funk. This was UTalk. And have yourself a good one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.